Good morning. We'll call the Sussex County Council meeting of July 22nd, 2017 together. Mr. Lawson, first thing is approval of the agenda.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. I do have one recommendation for today's agenda. Listed under County Administrator, item number two, per Attorney General Opinion Number 17-IB28. We can strike that for today's agenda, and we will revisit that item at a future date.
That's the only thing?
That is all that I have, sir.
Entertain a motion of council to approve the agenda as amended. Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
We have motion carried. We have the minutes of July 18th. Any corrections or questions? July 18th minutes. Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
There is none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Public comments. Mr. Guy, would you check that, please? Thank you. Okay, Dan Kramer.
Good morning. My name is Dan Kramer. If you finally done something right by removing the FOIA item, thank you.
Paul Rieger.
Good morning. Paul Rieger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown. Basically, at the last meeting when we discussed during the month of June, and then in that same sentence, shall appoint members. Later on in the meeting, when I was listening to the meeting, I kept hearing when Mr. Medlars came up, the state code says we shall do this, we shall do this and that.
Let me correct you. You're from New Jersey, aren't you, Regan?
Shall.
We call it shall here in Sussex.
I'll go with that.
Not shill. Shall. Okay. Now, is that all right? I'm sorry, Mr. President.
You did good. That's fine.
But he's from New Jersey, and I just didn't want him to embarrass himself any further.
I get corrected on that.
Thank you.
But, and then I heard it, even by Mr. Arlette, okay, that's the law. We have to do it. The state law says shall in front of it. In the county code, we have shall like 732 times in the code. As I've been saying, you read the code, you keep going back and forth on things they should say what they mean what they say. But in the morning, you tell me it doesn't count. Then in the afternoon, you say it counts. It's like every time you keep hearing something in the same meeting for a contradiction to the way that we interpret any codes written in the county code or the state code for which we follow. Also, to get back a little bit with planning and zoning, is with District 2, and I spoke about this last year, and that's why I'm just trying to get everything to where we cross the T's and dot the I's. In the code also, by District 2 still not being done appointed in June, does that still leave the opening for if there's another district for a qualified person other than District 5 to submit that name for a recommendation for the planning zone to replace the existing member on a vacancy term? Just trying to clarify that to make sure that District 2, we don't lose our representation. I'd like to keep the District 2 representative on planning and zoning, same way I'd like to keep it on Board of Adjustments. Last and final thing with planning and zoning, with the size of the county and everything, I was listening, and I don't know, but I keep hearing different things about how many planners, hiring new planners, this and that. With the size of the county and amount of business growth and everything, is it possible that you're now at the point to have a planning director and a zoning director? Because I think the planning is more towards developments and subdivision, and I think zoning is more exactly to what I'm going after for the codes to be remedied. It may be time to split it up and come in with two. You are like a big corporation. You're not a little tiny community no more. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anthony Scarpa. Anthony Scarpa.
I made a mistake. Before we get us on my own, District 2. He stays there until he's reappointed.
Morning, sir.
Good morning.
I'm here seeking your help this morning. I represent a large group of residents that live just west of Milton. In 2006, a residential subdivision called the Villages at Elizabethtown was proposed to be built, I'm going to pass this around, was proposed to be built just west of Milton. This subdivision was to contain 3,700 homes and 400,000 square feet of mixed-use offices and the scope of the project that was going to be built. At the time, the developer tried to annex his project into Milton, but Milton said they wouldn't annex it because of the scope and size. It would have doubled the size of Milton. At that time, there were only 2,500 residents living in Milton. So Milton would also not give them access to their wastewater treatment plant. So the developer proposed building their own wastewater treatment plant to service these 3,700 homes and approximately 10,000 homes in total in the northwest section of Sussex County. The project was to be called the Artesian Northern Sussex Regional Water Recharge Facility. The plan came before this council, and you approved both the rezoning of the property to build this project and also the zoning for the change in zone to approve this wastewater treatment facility. The real estate market turned down, and the project, the Villages of Elizabethtown, went away on its own because of the real estate market. However, Artesian pursued this continued wastewater treatment facility with their approvals through DENREC. DENREC was under the impression that this project was, again, to be to service these approximately 10,000 new homes and existing homes with failing septic systems in and around the Milton area. Today, nothing's been done to this site. It's a 47-acre site on Route 30, just west, just north of the Route 16 intersection. It's been sitting there idle all this time. Artesian was looking for a customer. They first approached Georgetown to take their effluent. Georgetown turned them down. Then when Rehoboth ran into a problem with their outfall, their treated effluent were to discharge it. Artesian made a proposal to Rehoboth to take that water. Rehoboth also turned them down. So when Allen Horan, the chicken processing plant in Harbison, ran into environmental problems for their discharge into the Beaver Dam Creek, Artesian approached them to say, we'll take your discharge. So right now, Artesian is before DENREC with an amended plan to pipe 1.5 million to 2 million gallons of treated wastewater from the Artesian plant in Harbison up to this site just northwest of Milton.
The Mount Air site in Harbison.
Pardon?
You said Artesian site in Harbison. You meant the Mount Air site.
Allen Horan. Allen Foods, too, but yes.
The Artesian site north of Milton.
That is correct.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
The problem has been that since 2012, DENREC has cited over 90 violations for Allen Horan's lack of treating this wastewater properly. So Allen Horan, and no fines have been levied by DENREC, and we asked DENREC why, and they said it's still under investigation. The secretary of DENREC said since 2012, they haven't been able to find a good reason to file. To find Allen Horan. As a matter of fact, DENREC in 2010 went so far as to arrange a low interest rate loan. It's the only time this type of loan has ever been given to a private company. It's normally reserved for municipal wastewater treatment plants that need to be upgrade their wastewater treatment. So they lent Allen Horan $11.5 million to upgrade their sewage treatment plant. They got through about $6.5 million of the work. Then DENREC took the other $5 million of the loan, the balance of the loan, and transferred to Artesian on the basis of, it's called impact fees. We're not sure impacting what, because Artesian has no sewage treatment plant built on this site in Sussex County, north of Milton. So we have a meeting on Thursday night, which we are inviting any of the members of this council to attend with DENREC, the Milton Library, at 6 o'clock to discuss this application, this amended application. So the application went from a full sewage treatment plant on this site to now just a 90 million gallon storage lagoon, which they're proposing to build, with walls that will be 14 feet above grade. It's about 24 acres in size. They're going to be taking this so-called treated effluent that's coming out of the Allen Harem sewage treatment plant, and they're going to be storing it there and then spraying it on 1,800 acres of fields and woodlands around the Milton area. The woodlands and fields are under a lease agreement, which we believe has expired. We also believe that the approvals that this council gave to Artesian has also expired. And looking through all of the records, we checked with your planning and zoning, we checked with your building department. We could find no existing permits that were valid. As a matter of fact, I was told by planning and zoning that their approvals have expired. So we're really, we need your help with this matter. We'd like to oppose this because we don't feel this is in the best interest of the people that are living in the area. We all have fairly shallow wells. Given the history of Artesian's lack of being able to treat this wastewater, as a matter of fact, one discharge from Artesian of Enterococcus virus was 9,000 above the limit that's allowed by DENREC. But yet DENREC doesn't fine or impose any penalties on Allen Harem. Harem, by the way, is a South Korean company that is a multi-billion dollar conglomerate in South Korea. Why they would, you know, why they would need $11.5 million from the taxpayers of Milton or from Sussex County and of Delaware, I'm not sure. But in any event, we're inviting you to the meeting. We really look forward to your support, and we'd like to oppose this application based on the fact that this sewage treatment plant is not really going to be a sewage treatment plant. It's just going to be a storage lagoon. Then they're going to spray this effluent on these fields. We have shallow wells. We have a lot of people living in and around the area of these 1,800 acres. So we implore you to please help us with this matter. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Al Gratz. Al Gratz.
Good morning. My name's Al Gratz. I live in the Sunland Ranch community, which is a follow-up from Tony Scarpa. It's one of the communities that's going to be affected by this Artesian wastewater management. And the back of our community, DENREC, and FEMA just changed the flood zone maps within the past year, 2 years, a year and a half. And the homes in the back of our community, a half a dozen of them, that are in a flood zone. And they now have to buy flood insurance if they have mortgages. There's a small stream called Ingram Branch behind those homes. And it's actually wetlands from their backyard down to the stream and then back up the embankment to where one of these fields is that they want to spray into. The wastewater, like Tony said, I want to emphasize, is not going to be treated any further than what it's being treated right now. And people in Harbison have been complaining for years about them dumping this wastewater. It takes 8 gallons of water to clean one chicken. So it's a lot of wastewater. And they're dumping it right now into Beaver Dam Creek, which they're not allowed to do anymore. That's why they're looking for something other than this. Now, Artesian Wastewater Management has a plant 5 miles down the street from the Allen Harem plant, but yet they're electing to pump through pipes and pumping stations uphill 9 miles to the Milton facility, and they're not going to treat it anymore. So I don't know why they just can't expand that one sewage treatment plant that they already has existing, expand that, treat it, and if they have to get rid of some sludge or something, other states haven't trucked the sludge out to other places. So again, like Tony said, I'd like to invite every one of you or a few of you, whoever can make it, to the public meeting on July 27th at 6 o'clock at the Milton Library. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Next item on the agenda is a presentation by Mr. Terry Murphy, CEO of Bay Health. Mr. Murphy's here to provide council and the public an update on all the great things that are happening at the Bay Health campus in Milford. Mr. Murphy, welcome.
Thank you, and good morning, council members. Thank you for your time this morning. I just wanted to give you an update on our project. Hopefully this will...
We can help you with that. We'll load
okay,
it.
Thank you.
Here she goes.
I am the president and CEO of Bay Health, and I've actually been in Delaware for 16 years, so I'm relatively new to the state, and I'm originally from Florida. So just as a little bit of background on Bay Health, in addition to the hospitals in Kent County and the one in Sussex County as well, we thank you so much. We treat over 17,000 patients that are sick enough to be admitted into one of our hospitals in any given year. Our three emergency departments, in addition to our two campuses and the one in Smyrna, Delaware, actually we treat 251 patients any given day, 365 days a year, on patients with emergency needs. And we provide over $43 million in unreimbursed care or charity care. I want to give the council an update on our timeline. So as you know, we did a topping off ceremony for those that were there. We appreciate the attendance. This is our timeline. Over a year ago, we did the groundbreaking ceremony. And 1 year later, we were topping off with the final beam on the project. So that's where we are currently. What's important to know is we expect to be completed with the project in October of next year. And moving into the facility, into the building, if all goes well, in January of 2019. If you were to ask why 3 months to go from completing the building to moving in, we take care of patients. It's a very important role we play in the community, so we have to make sure everything is ready to go appropriately so and appropriately tested. So that's where we are on our timeline. This is the largest reinvestment in Sussex County's history. We are a not-for-profit corporation, and we are managed by 20 volunteer board members. This is the 169-acre site, and you see in the northwest corner of the property here in Milford is the development of our first 50 acres. Of course, with the exit right off of Route 1, access was one of the main reasons we decided to move from downtown Milford to this new site. Also, this will allow us to grow for generations to come. What's important for Sussex Countyans is this won't be something we'll need to revisit in 25 or 30 years. This will be a great development for many generations. That's actually the tail end of Cedar Creek, those woods that are coming into the property. And we actually use that in our land planning to make sure we had buildings and followed the proper flow for the site on the property. A little bit of information on the hospital itself. It will have 128 all private rooms. We are the only provider of acute rehab beds in Sussex County at this point in time. We have 43 beds specifically for patients that require acute rehabilitation. Those beds will also be part of the new campus as well. And the rooms are being designed to be patient-centered. So there's no one that will look after you like your family members in most cases, and so having space for family members and the clinical staff and the patients, these rooms will be appropriately sized but very functional. The emergency department will be expanded. If you've been into the emergency department in Milford, it is not sized appropriately for the growth in the population in the area. So in addition to the normal trauma bays and treatment bays, we will have specific areas for patients with behavioral health problems. Of course, there's a new behavioral health hospital that's coming to Sussex County. We will coordinate and work with Sun Behavioral Health. But for patients that present to us with mental illness, we'll have specific spaces to be able to handle them in a specific way. On the site, we'll also have what's called a clinical decision unit. And so for hospitals today, for patients that you're trying to determine whether or not they're sick enough to be admitted or whether or not they could be discharged, this will be a specific area that we'll be able to do our clinical assessment, but not tie up a bed in the emergency room so that we can move emergency department patients more efficiently through the emergency department. We are expanding our number of operating rooms. Again, the population is growing in Sussex County as well as its aging and the obesity epidemic. The number of patients that present to us with multiple chronic conditions continues to increase. We're also expanding cardiac procedural capabilities as well as interventional radiology procedures for diagnostic testing. These are some of the conceptual renderings I'd like to just cover quickly with the council. So as you come into the health campus, what you see on the right-hand side is a six-story tower. That would be primarily for inpatient care. And on the left-hand side is a three-story outpatient ambulatory care center. Not only will that include all the testing for ambulatory patients with ambulatory needs, and most of our patients today are outpatient ambulatory. But it will also have physician offices, so patients will have a one place to come, and you see the entrance on the left-hand side. That will be for the ambulatory care center. That will also include physician offices as well. This is just a rendition looking east, back from the ambulatory care center and the tower. If you've been up and down Route 1 and past this site, you can see that the skin is actually going on the building quite well. If you were to take, this is the emergency department entrance. So on the right-hand side, we have an entrance. You see the ambulance. If you look at Milford right now, the ambulance entrance and walk-in entrance are right next to one another. This is a separate entrance for ambulance traffic. The one thing that we've implemented in this building, so for EMS coming in, there will be a board, so rather than trying to find someone to say, where do I go, all that will be communicated. So as soon as we get notification, we'll place where that specific ambulance and patient and EMS traffic will go once they're into the building, and we're separating the emergency department walk-in entrance on the east side of the building. And this serves as a reminder for everyone that don't text before you walk out onto the curb as well. That's not a good idea. So it's important that we talk about the economic impact. Again, we are reinvesting as an organization into Sussex County. There is $225 million in design and construction, and furniture, fixture, and equipment is a big part of the project as well. And there will be approximately 1,815 jobs being developed as part of this project. For Bay Health as an organization on the Milford campus, there are approximately 750 of our 3,600 employees that work primarily on the Milford campus today. But according to the American Hospital Association, the number of jobs that spin off from hospitals that include pharmacies, physician offices, other facilities is about 1.8 additional jobs in the community. We continue to recruit medical physicians. We've heard in a number of our presentations throughout Sussex County, more physicians would be helpful. Access to primary care is a big issue in Sussex County. We're actually working very closely with the other providers in Sussex County. How do we continue to develop and recruit more providers to the area? We are magnet designated. Our professional nurses, as an organization, we are designated by an arm of the American Nursing Association for professional nursing, and we think that actually helps us attract the best and brightest nurses as well. One of the things we're most proud of is the economic impact on Delaware and our commitment to Delaware in this process. You see down the left-hand side, these are different companies, maybe contractors or subcontractors that are part of the project that are part of our team in the construction project. We have our commitment on this project from the very get-go was a key performance indicator, was at least 50% of the workers being Delaware-based and at least 50% of the materials coming from Delaware-based companies. And we track that every month and with every contract. Today, we sit at 51% of the labor currently is Delaware-based. And 44% of the materials are sourced from Delaware vendors. Again, you see Crystal Steel out of Del Mar, Atlantic Concrete out of Milford, Battaglia Electric and others, Baltimore Air Coil. These are different companies that are part of this and providing materials to the project. We're very proud of that. Just some partnerships real briefly. One of the things that we hear from the community in Sussex County is they're pleased with our ability to attract Nemours, a children's health system, to this part of the state. Nemours, we have a very good partnership, and as you can see, as you come in off of the Route 30 exit off of Route 1, and you come into the property, on the left-hand side will be a facility which Nemours will be placed in. It will be a three-story medical office building. The first floor will be all of Nemours, so about 35,000 square feet of Nemours providers, of specialist, generalist, and pediatric care. They also do senior vision care and hearing as well, which I didn't know when we began speaking with Nemours. This brings their specialists to Kent and Sussex County population, so children, grandchildren that currently have to travel up to Rockland Avenue will be able to see their specialist here. It will not be a pediatric hospital. It will be offices for pediatric specialists, which is a big part of what they do. And that's its relationship to the site and the, again, the health campus project. In addition, the partnership that we've created with Nationwide Healthcare Services, as we looked at our current 22-acre site in Milford where the hospital currently sits, our Clark Avenue facility, we tried to look at what would be best to do with that site, and we're very, very pleased. There wasn't a line of 15 organizations coming up to look at 22 acres and 250,000 square foot facility. We are extremely pleased to find Nationwide. They currently provide skilled nursing facility in Delaware with two facilities in northern Delaware. There is a need, for skilled nursing beds in this part of the state. So they fulfill a need. They work as part of the system. So for patients that required skilled nursing care, I believe they put in an application for 100 skilled nursing beds. So they will convert once we leave in January and provide services on that site, and they will be purchasing the entire 22-acre site where Milford Hospital currently sits. And I'll just finish up with some project photos. So you can see this is looking out. Route 1 is off the top side. My little clicker's pointer's not working too well, but that's on the top of the slide, and that's the exit coming off onto the right side of the property. That traffic circle is really meant for a long time down the way and how we'll properly use the site and have traffic operate on the 169 acres. But you can see the ambulatory care center coming up. All of our parking will be surface parking. It's the most efficient way, and we use valet anyway, so it'll be convenient for patients. And you can see the skin going on the west side of the building there. That is, of course, the tower. Our cancer center will be full-service cancer center, and our oncologists really alternate and work in Dover and Milford. So our medical radiation oncologists and specialists work through both of our oncology centers. This is taking the rendition and what it will look like and where we currently sit on the ambulatory care side. Again, the front entrance. This is the front entrance coming into the building. You see that a lot of progress has been made since we did the groundbreaking just over a year ago. We'll also be good neighbors. We know that we have neighbors, and we'll use proper use of trees and hiding things, and we've always been a good neighbor both in Milford and Dover and the communities we serve, and we'll continue to be and have established, I think, very good communication with those around us. This again is a rendition on the left what it will look like in the future and where we currently sit. We did something very exciting. We used integrated project delivery where we contracted with the construction company and the architect, and we signed an agreement where we're tied at the hips. This has allowed us to be so exact that we can take a rendition of what we will be doing because we work together every day. We don't do design, bid and build, which just takes a lot longer and can be more expensive. So this integrative form of working together allows us to actually do what we've been planning, and it's been very efficient. And I don't think we would do traditional design bid build from here on out. This is a rendition of the emergency room. So this is, as you come in, the left side is the front entrance and the right side will be the emergency department entrance. And again, that's the six-story patient tower. Again, that skin is going up on the building as we speak. We appreciate your time. We are very pleased with the reinvestment into Sussex County. And again, we're planning this for generations to come, and we appreciate your support. And I'd be more than happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much, first, for coming and presenting to us.
My pleasure.
We're very, very happy for you and the whole Sussex County. It's going to be a great facility. I was fortunate to come to the groundbreaking and went to the topping. I was a little disappointed. I thought maybe Councilman Burton would ride the crane up with the topping thing, but he didn't quite do that. But other than that, it was a very nice day in place of the tree they took up at it, but that's another subject. But again, thank you very much for all you do in Sussex County and your reinvestment, and we really appreciate that. Any comments from council? Questions from council? Mr. Arlett.
I do. Just really two questions. And first off, I would echo our president. And congratulations.
Thank you.
It's a big deal for this county, as you know, and the residents and the future of this county. So congratulations to you and your entire team. But as you're presenting, I had two thoughts. Number one was, what are your challenges with recruiting? In a short summary because of the time, but I would be very intrigued. Are you finding a challenge here locally? Are you finding a challenge from abroad, you know, others from outside the area? And what are you doing to attract people here?
Yeah, I would think that broadly it's just a challenge of supply and demand. But here's what I would tell you. I think being magnet designated for our professional nurses, we are one of three. So AI DuPont, Christiana Care, and Bay Health, and we are the only Kent or Sussex County provider with magnet designation. So for the professional nursing component, people are very attracted to that. That helps us tremendously. I think for physician providers working in great space, having a good electronic health record, having a good system is very helpful. So although it's a challenge, I don't think it's insurmountable. It's a beautiful area. It's a beautiful place to live. So I think we've actually done quite well for what traditionally maybe you heard more horror stories. I think we're actually doing fairly well.
Are you working with any of our local schools to try to find some more local workforce?
We're doing a lot of work with not only Dell Tech, the University of Delaware, Wesley, Delaware State. We're actually trying to look way ahead, and maybe there are some more things that we can do, maybe in the area of graduate medical education. So we do have our eyes set on the future and how to continue to develop it. We have a tremendous number of programs for our allied health practitioners, and Dell Tech has just been phenomenal.
Great. That's good to hear. And then last one is, I know you're a private nonprofit, but were you guys required to be a part of the prevailing wage here in Delaware for this project?
That's a great question. I do not think so, but I'm just saying that from my memory as I get a little bit older. I do not believe that's the case.
Mr. Burton, do you have any recollection?
I do not think so, but I do not know for sure.
I do not believe so.
Okay. That's perhaps a very good thing, because if you were, then it'd be a whole different ballgame.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Any more questions from council?
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thanks for coming in. We're going to move on the agenda now to Mr. Lawson, just for one item, the DSP Memorandum of Understanding, so we can get them out of here and get back on the street and doing some work. I'm sure they got things they want to do, so.
Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you for moving down the agenda. Today we are joined by Major Sean Marinari, Captain Alice Brumbley, Captain Darren Short, and Lieutenant Mike Berry in our audience to participate or listen to the Council's consideration of the Delaware State Police Memorandum of Understanding. That MOU was contained in your packet, and we are going to go over the details today in the hope that the county will pass a motion to support and engage in the next MOU. I'm going to ask our finance director, Gina Jennings, to go over the details of the MOU for council.
Thank you, Mr. Lawson. As you're aware, Sussex County entered into three memorandums of understanding with the Delaware State Police. The first MOU was signed in 1994. The previous MOUs created the arrangement that the county council fund half of 44 troopers up to the rank of trooper first class. During this year's budget process, the state requested that the county pay for the full personnel costs of 22 officers that range from trooper to lieutenant. This arrangement requires a new MOU with Delaware State Police. This MOU is structured similar to the other three MOUs. The primary difference is the way that the county council funds the additional positions allocated to Sussex County. After the county's 22 supplement, the new arrangement still guarantees that Sussex County will be allocated 187 officers. The new allocation of cost has increased the county's commitment by approximately $700,000. And I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the Memorandum of Understanding with the Department of Safety and Homeland Security, Division of State Police, as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Mr. Cole. Questions on the motion?
Can we hit
Mr. Wilson.
Is it okay for us to say who can be promoted?
No, we can't. I don't think we can control promotions. I don't think that's the case, Will. I don't think so.
At least we're paying for it, so we are
yeah,
going to
yeah.
do it.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. That's the next memorandum. We'll cover that, maybe. We'll see. Any more questions, Council?
Just one.
Charlotte?
If I may, Mr. President, and that would be... We've asked the question before, and as a former honorary troop commander, I appreciate the inside look to what would these gentlemen and ladies do for our community. But with regard to the 187 and the 187, and really the bigger picture, I would still love the opportunity to learn the proper, what the state, how they deem proper allocation for the troopers throughout the state. That's something that I've asked for really 2 years, and I've never have seen or heard the answer to that very question. I just want to make sure that we, because it goes, I think, beyond those in uniform, that we are getting the proper allocation based on whatever versus it not being political, but of a policy. I'd love to see what the policy is of the proper allocation of the troopers for this county. So that is just a question I want to put out there yet again.
Sure. Any more questions from council? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Absolutely yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you. If you have anything you want to say, Mr. Major, come on down here.
I'm Major Sean Moriarty. I have the honor and privilege of serving as the Kent and Sussex Operations Officer. And for Sussex, as Mr. Lawson has already noted, the commander's representatives from the four troops, there are three troops down in Sussex County. Colonel McQueen would wish to be here, but he is honoring Corporal Ballard, who we tragically lost, as you know, and graciously have supported him, been beside us for that, at an event right now at the museum honoring Corporal Ballard. Otherwise, he would be here. He certainly sends his regards. So on behalf of Colonel McQueen and all of the troopers, we sincerely thank you, not only for this current version, but for all the sustainable years that you have provided to us for the additional troopers. Certainly, Mr. Arlett's comment about the 187, as we've talked about many times, we hope to exceed that 187 the best we can, and in good faith, we attempt to do that.
Sure.
So that's what we look forward to as far as allocation. Certainly a good question to think about as the county continues to grow, as the state continues to grow. But on behalf of all of us, we sincerely thank you, not only for this agreement, but for all the years and every day for the support that you provide to us.
On behalf of the council and the citizens, thank you. We appreciate all that you do and all your people do down here for us to keep us safe. And you do a great job, I think. And we're very proud to be a part of this operation. So congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Fine, leave us your phone number.
His phone number. Wait, in case of my Rob, you want to call him? Okay.
I might not be able to help you with promotion, sir, but I'll certainly give you.
Thank you very much. And you're certainly welcome to leave anytime you want to. Yeah, I know you got things to do, so we're going to move on the agenda to the 10:15 public hearing.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. This is the time and place, and actually we have two public hearings, one at, scheduled at 10:15 and one at 10:30, and our rules for the public hearings. First, we're going to hear a short presentation from someone on behalf of the county. In the first public hearing, it will be Mr. John Ashman, and then after that,